All right, welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Sean Marie.
I'm
I
Jean.
paused a lot right there because I forgot who I was.
Well, that happens.
I was looking right at you like, bitch, give me a hint. Give me a hint.
Shaw.
Who am I? We're not using the little dick microphone today.
No, let's see if the old school
Yeah.
way the better way, but welcome back to Corona Weeks.
Yes, Corona week. I don't know what lockdown day you guys are on because we're not on one yet. We'll be the last ones to get locked down.
Here we go, making history
I
again.
really think they need to, though, because then my husband can stay home, my little brother can stay home, and then I'll know that no one's infecting me.
I know that your brother would be able to stay home, but where your hubby is assisting Commodity
I know.
with his little truck.
I know.
Yeah,
It's
sorry,
not
dude.
little dick, okay? There's
You burn.
24 wheels on that bitch.
But I will say something, honestly, just real quick, because both of our husbands are in the same profession. They're both truck drivers, very good drivers. And it's always irritated me. I mean, now, thank you, everyone's recognizing how important truck drivers are, maybe delivering to the truck, saying you can pull over your truck and get some food. Because I have been on the road when these truck
Girl, you've never
stops,
been in a on the road during a pandemic,
not
or
during a
what the a
pandemic, no,
pandemic thing,
but
epidemic, whatever the fuck.
in regular time. None of the truck stops are open. It's rare now. They close at like 10, which doesn't make sense because I'll tell you what, chica, when it is midnight 30 and the last time you ate with Jeremy was you had a granola bar at like 11 in the morning, so you're starving. Starving. And the only thing you can fucking do is go to the Pilot and get one of those stupid sandwich, okay? And you know my husband and sandwiches. Great. There's
Sandwiches,
no
yeah.
warm food. People are not nice to truck drivers.
People
And
are
now
being
it's
now,
important.
yeah.
Now it's important.
Dude, people are shockingly being very nice to people that work at the stores and drive the trucks and everything else.
Or the school lunch thing.
Yeah, or
Thank
this,
you very
yeah.
much for feeding people right now.
Well,
But
here,
then,
we're doing that here. I don't know
yeah.
about everywhere else,
Where
but.
they just go to the bus stop and get their bag lunch.
Yeah, I mean, I could pull up to the school right now and do it, yeah.
Yeah. So
Which
what
is
was the
awesome.
purpose of when your child doesn't have enough lunch money, they take the tray out of her hand and say, "No, you can't have that." And then in 91, District 91, they'll give them a cheese sandwich and an apple. Like bread, cheese, bread is what Daniel said.
That's it's something. Don't complain, you know what I
It is
mean?
something. It is.
Yeah.
But I think that's what's kind of irritating me. Now mankind wants to be good to each other. Which is good.
Which is well, yeah,
Better
duh.
late than never, but
Well,
my
duh,
God,
dude.
dude.
Why the fuck do I need to be nice to you before? You know what I'm saying? Like, I
We
get
all have to live
it.
on
I
this
get
world
it.
together.
Sure. Well, of course, Jane, of course. But before it was like, I am me, you are you, bro. You know what I mean?
Take care of your
I don't
lady.
need to know about you. But now it's like, hey, why are you out of your house? I'm good, you good? You good, I'm good. And like, my poor husband has to go to the store. And like, oh God, I miss work so much. Ugh, I miss it. But it is Walmart, you know what I mean? So it's crazy for the people that are working there and everybody else. It's just nuts. The whole thing right now, the world is just nuts.
Hang in there, be happy, be safe.
But yeah, I mean, take this time as all those times that you woke up and you're like, shit, I want to call in. I wish I could spend all day with you and the kids. Ha ha. Surprise! You get to. Is it as much fun as you thought? Probably not.
We get to clean together, do crafts together.
I don't know if we're gonna do anything like that because my kids have already been locked up longer than everybody else. And so my kids are going stir crazy. And so is their mom. I fight with a 6-year-old, like literally
Oh
fight.
no, yeah.
And my baby's the same way.
It is her
She,
house. You
it
just
is.
live here.
So my 2-year-old stashed markers somewhere. I still haven't really found the
Ooh, there's that.
location. Oh, yeah, there's that ass. But I haven't found the location yet. But she keeps coming out with like marker on her face, like the Brave movie. Like the Warriors?
Mm-hmm.
That's what she looks like. It's pretty bitchin'. But we have Mandadon for a minute there. So you guys just, wash your fucking hands. Stay inside.
Mm-hmm.
This will end when it ends. According to Trump, dude, it's going to be a hot minute. So, my sister's probably going to have a baby by herself.
No, hon. I know, I just read something about they don't even let the partner go in anymore.
No. No.
It's back in the day, in the 50s.
Like, she's going to have to go in there, push his... Well, I'm assuming he's going to be big, just because I have a good feeling that he's going to be big. He might not be, but who knows. And push him out by herself. And then he gets to pick him up, but that's it. So, I don't know. We'll see. The world is scary right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the bottom line. Is it scary? Everybody's scared. Everybody's freaking out.
Everybody's trying to handle it the best of their ability. We got a very professionally polite email from the superintendent of the school. And it was, never been in this situation before. We're kind of winging it.
Yeah. And these that's are some true. Ideas. This is like new.
So we're trying.
So I don't know. It's scary.
I said something about scary. That when they suspended the hours of service. And they haven't done that since 1934.
Yeah.
43.
It's crazy. And, that's where our governor is coming from, is that he is just not taking this seriously. Because he looks... If anybody... Okay, so today... What is today? Today's the 24th of March. So, whoever watched his press conference on the 23rd on Monday, you laughed. He literally got up there and said that... Most of the cases from Idaho are people who were diagnosed here but do not live here. And expected that to be a solid answer. If you are intelligent, you sit at home and laugh and go, okay, what about all the people that they saw here? What did they stop here for? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Most of these people were here seeing family. And shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're here seeing family and all of that, you're hugging. We're hugging. We're not, you know what I mean?
We're not doing elbows yet.
We're not elbow. Yeah. We're touching. And my husband has a good point. When you go to McDonald's or somewhere like that, think about how many people you don't know touch your food. In most of those restaurants, it's a chain of people. You have your bun guy, your toppings guy, your wrap it guy, your put it in the bag guy.
Do they have cute gloves?
Is that enough? Is your cute gloves enough?
No.
Because you don't even know you fucking have this shit for 5 days. You can go 5 days without showing any symptoms and have it. So you're just going about your day, mm-hmm. not taking this seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Going out to the stores and touching a box. And then how many people come up and touch that same box?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Think about the way shit spreads. And I know it sounds paranoia, but think about that.
That's how they shut it down. And they had sense to do that in the 1918.
That's where you need to be if you shut it down. Everybody's sitting there saying how dumb Trump is and all this nonsense. And he has a legit plan for 14 days. Mind your fucking business. Stay inside your home. We'll work out the money thing later. We will reimburse you for your time of staying in your house. It'll be fine. Stay at home. And then the world's like, you're a joke because you're Trump. It's a joke. You're funny. Ha 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 ha. And now places are being locked down. States are being told you cannot go outside.
Mm-hmm.
At all.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you absolutely have to keep your ass in your home.
I think you have to have a note too.
Sure, I don't even know. But put it down, bro. You know what I mean? Lock it the fuck down. I don't need people. My brother just got out of prison. I love him to pieces. This is day one of true freedom. And I love you. I don't want to see you. You know what I mean? You just came from prison, bro. And you came from Boise to... Oh, hell no.
We can do
FaceTime. Hell no. We did. We Facebooked.
The Wally World order online nonsense.
Yeah. You don't have to go outside unless you absolutely have to. And there's a lot of... There's some lawyer... Some not lawyers, sorry. Landlords around here already that are telling people, hey, it's cute. But just know, come December, there ain't no Christmas fucking discount.
See, but that's what I was wondering about, is how is everybody gonna...
I don't know. And that's the thing, is like everybody, and that's everybody's, and that's mine too. Like, don't get me wrong, my husband is bringing in the income since I got her. So mm-hmm. technically he really, if him and my brother were to not go to work, what the hell would we honestly do? Mm-hmm. But that's kind of a price I'm willing to pay at this point in time. Versus my kids getting sick or my rent, I'm picking my kids not getting sick. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Well, that's just me.
Yeah.
That's my personal, I like my kids more than I like my house. Hands down.
Yeah.
I'd pick them over my house any day.
Yeah.
Except for Thursdays. Because they annoy me by then. But, I don't know. I don't know. This whole thing is just scary and crazy. And now that I know that our state is being laughed at hysterically. Again. I mean, good God, Lori's still drunk. She is still in the headlines versus Corona. We still care why she had red lipstick on. Who gives a shit about Corona? Mm-hmm. Why is she wearing red lipstick? Tell me and tell me now. No one gives a fuck. Well, they do, obviously, because it's all they can talk about. I literally check Facebook every couple hours. But the memes are getting damn good.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put that out there. The memes are getting good.
I have a hard time. I don't like her. So yeah. I don't even want to look at her.
Oh, I'm talking about the memes just in the world right now are getting good.
About Lori?
No, about everything.
Well, yeah, they are.
They are. Now it's like, okay, to joke about killing your family, and everybody's like seriously laughing at it now. Not everybody has a stick up their ass, and they're like, no, everybody loves their family. Now they're like, no, for real, bro. I'm 2 seconds away from fucking doing a fire drill at my house and locking these fuckers outside. All I'm saying, but they can't. Anyway, so since I am still on lockdown, I was going through, I pay for the Hulu Live, right? I waste that $60 a month. I'm one of those people, but it's still cheaper than cable, so I don't care. Not sponsored. Anyway, and I kept seeing this channel say Forensic Files, Forensic Files, and I was like, what the fuck? So I watched it a couple times, and it was old school Forensic Files stuff. Yeah. So I was like, okay, this channel
must... I was going to say, you've seen the first one, yeah. I'm sure.
So I'm like, yeah. Okay, this is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched it, and then I was watching it the other night, and Real Life Nightmare came on. And I was like, oh,
well, yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped watching the episode that it was airing, and I went back, and I was like, I'm going to watch it from the beginning. Because that's just what I do. When I find murder shows that I like, I go back to the very first episode. You start the
first season?
Yeah, I judge them right off the bat. And so the first episode, and I watched all seven. There's going to be a new one, I think, on Saturdays. But I watched all seven that they have available. And Dior Kuntz is number 3.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And you see some shit.
Another Idaho thing.
Yeah. So that's number 3. But the first episode is legit. Crazy. And that's what this is. And it's a 5-year-old vanished. Oh, is what shit. Is the title of the episode. And we're going to go to Florida. We're going to Florida, where Casey Anthony lives. Not where she lives, just where she resides. But, so we're going to Florida. It's, what did they say? It's close to, what's that big city,
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, sorry. Jacksonville. Yeah, it's outside of Jacksonville, Florida. And we're going to tell you, I'm going to tell you about Haley Cummings. She is the cutest. And I'm a mom. The cutest 5-year-old little girl ever done seen. She is precious. And one night, her daddy went to work. His name is Ronald. He's, at the time, was 25 years old. And he has custody of both of his children, which is very rare
mm-hmm.
that a man has custody of both his children. At the time of this, her mom was 40-something miles away. I think she was in jail at the time. No judgment.
Yeah.
But going through some shit of her own. Yeah. So no judges. But he had custody of both children. Okay. She's 5, the little brother. I don't know exactly how old he is because they blur him out through the whole show. They talk about him, but they blur him out. But they refer to him as her little brother. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming there's not much difference. But so on February 9th in 2009, her dad picks her up from the bus stop like normal, takes her home. They go through their nightlies. Great-great-grandma, whose name is Ida.
And she's a sweetheart.
Sweetest old lady I've ever done seen.
She almost got me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, her name's not Ida. Sorry, I was thinking of my own grandma. It's Annette. Good God. It's my mom's middle name. I don't know why. That just, like, I was just looking at the... Yeah, that was my bad. Sorry, Grandma. Great-great-grandma Annette.
Yeah.
Who was sweeter than pie and sadder than shit. And she's the only one who can... Not the only one, but she is the main person who moves forward in the search for Haley. Onward, from what I tell you. So, okay. So, the only reason I'm telling you guys about this... Well, mainly because it's a missing child, so everybody should, obviously...
Yeah.
You care about a missing 5-year-old kid. But... The dad's girlfriend, I'm not even going to lie, y'all, shifty. Shifty. I'm going to tell you why. And the
reason... She just gives y'all
Oh, dude, she does. Aura. And then I had to watch the Dior one, and I'm like, oh my God, is Casey Anthony next? Like, what in the hell are we going to do? Like, why is this... Moms.
Missing babies.
I don't even... Oh, God. Yeah, I don't even know. Now, okay.
You have a toddler. It takes 0.4 seconds.
Oh, dude. For her it does. Out of sight. It does. So let me tell you what happens. Okay. So the night of February 9th, like I said, according to the dad's girlfriend, she goes to bed at about 8 o'clock. We lay her down. When great-great-granny stops by, they're eating dinner. So they put their plates down. They go. They see Granny. Granny will tell you her emotional story about how they say goodbye to each other. Grandma says, I'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. Grandma cries. Holy shit, you're going to cry.
Yeah.
Grandma, sweet. So, then, dad gets off at 3 o'clock in the morning because dad works the late shift.
Yeah.
Every night. He works the midnight shift. When Ronald gets off is when she makes her 911 call. They both call 911 at like the same time. And their back door is propped open with a cinder block, like a brick, like a cinder block.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird because it's taken from the side of the house. It's taken from the side of the house. The back door is, the screen door is propped open with it. And then there's blankets on the, they have got like a wheelchair ramp, kind of, on the back side of the trailer. And the trailer's empty out, the yard goes out into wood. Like, wooded area. It's not, like, a big, huge backyard. It's scary.
Yeah.
And there's... He has 2 vehicles and a shed. So, think about that at five years old. Okay? If you went outside. And she's scared of the dark.
Yeah.
So, she goes out. She just wanders off. No, she don't.
No, because there's critters in those... In their woods. So, she's not going to go by herself in there.
Jean's lived in Florida. So, she can say there's critters in them that woods. I've never been outside
of Idaho. That's a cockroach in Florida. That's like a good 5-inch cockroach.
My sister lived in Texas and sent me a picture of a spider on the road, and I almost damn near shit myself.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so she calls 911 in hysterics. When the dad calls, he's still in hysterics. He's obviously freaking... He's more freaked out than she is.
Yeah.
And... In the recording, you hear him say, and she's 17 years old. You hear him say, how'd you let my daughter go missing, bitch? And he's like yelling at her for letting this happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, normally in these situations, I don't like to say the last person that saw the child is the person who did wrong to the child. The reason why I believe... And obviously the rest of Florida believes Haley, something horrible has happened to her.
Mm-hmm.
And that the girlfriend, Misty, knows way more than what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Way more than what she's saying. So check it out. Not only does she give different stories, multiple different stories. She even goes on the news and gives a different account, account than what she told the police. So that's, you're wrong. Right yeah. off the get-go doing that. If you can't keep your lie straight, don't tell it. They even well, show cute footage of her. Time. They even show cute jail footage of her when she's in jail for another charge like they do Casey Anthony. Anyway. So, when she reports her missing, she tells them that she is wearing a pink Hannah Montana shirt, mm-hmm. is what she went to bed in. One of the stories, she says that all the kids were, her and the two children were sleeping in the same bed. And then she got up, went to the bathroom, came back, kid was gone. Version, one of the versions, I'm not sure if it's one, two, or three. And then she says, I put her in her own bed, and these beds are 3.5 feet apart from each other.
Okay.
On the floor.
Just mattress?
Just mattress.
Yeah.
She says on the 911 call, I've been looking under beds and everything. You're looking under beds? The bed's on the fucking floor.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't looking under nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cops take her back to the scene and record this. You get to watch the whole recording when you watch this episode.
Mm-hmm.
They record it. They go to the hallway and she tells the cops that she had washed the little girl's blanket because it smelled like pee. The blanket is still in the hallway. There's no laundry soap. She even picks up the laundry soap thing and shakes it. She's like, yeah, I was doing laundry that night, and she picks it up and shakes it, and there's no laundry soap. Dirty clothes are still there. And then she picks up a fucking pink Hannah Montana shirt.
Isn't that what the little and girl she was says, wearing?
This is what she was wearing. She doesn't have a shirt on. This is what she was wearing. She doesn't have a shirt on. What? What? That pause, that length of emptiness was meant to be there. What? How is it now, days later, when the cops don't... That's why they're making her do this walkthrough, is because they don't believe what she's saying.
Yeah.
Because her story has changed as many times as it's changed.
Well, it kind of just sounds like you're making this up as you go, to be honest.
Yeah. Like, I'm even... Not, yeah. But... Like, yeah. And, like, okay, so she says, I got up... One of the stories is, I got up, I went to the bathroom, when I come back, I realize she's gone. She says... She gets up and goes to the bathroom, walks through the living room, and everything else when there's a bathroom in her room. In the master room, there's a huge-ass bathroom. She doesn't use that one.
No.
No, according to her, she does not use that one. She uses the one down the hall. Through the living room, down the hall, through the journey.
At 3 in the morning?
At 3 in the morning.
Oh, you don't.
That's what Stop. She says. When the cops go there, she's showered. Okay, weird. How? No one knows how long she was awake before Ronald came home. No one knows. That's all her business. No one knows how long she was actually physically awake before he came home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he does go ahead and he marries her. But he gets really close with one of the cops on the case. And he says, hey, should I marry her? And he says, you do whatever you think you need to do to find out what happened to your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And the dad is also known for making comments saying shit like, keep your friends close, your enemies closer, in leading up to marrying her. So I think he married her to try to get information about where
so he didn't
was.
Even believe.
I don't think he did. In the press conferences and stuff, when you watch her speak, when she starts talking, he gets that irritated look on his face. Like, he is just full fucking irritated. Every time that she says, I love her like she was my own, you see him roll his eyes. Like, yeah, sure you did. Yeah, she's missing. And when the cops got there, they had their dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever, the dogs went to the river, like went towards, it's not a river, I shouldn't say river, but I don't know what you would call it in Florida.
It's kind of like an inlet because there's a ton of rivers right at the
end yeah.
of the coastal line by Jacksonville, so I can kind of see where that's.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't, yeah, it's not called a river, so I guess I shouldn't say that. It's not a river, but So that's where the dogs lead in 09. That's where they go. So fast forward within, okay, so we get married and then we get divorced. Like 8 months, 6 months after we get divorced. And like she is all sorts of chipper and happy and excited. The news is filming her when they go into the courthouse and she's waving and like she's, and this is a month after this little girl goes missing. And some people do believe that he married her because she was underage. And this whole thing blew up the fact that this 25-year-old man had a 17-year-old girlfriend. Mm-hmm. The cops even said, though, in a press conference, like, we really don't care about that. We're here to find the 5-year-old child, not worry about that.
Yeah.
So some people say that's why he did marry her. But he only, it only lasted 8 months. Everybody said that he just couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. But they did get in trouble together. They kept going back and forth to each other. The day after their wedding, they go on the Today Show, like the morning one. Mm-hmm. And she's asked, why have you lied? Why have you told so many different stories? Why do none of your stories make sense? Why does none of your stuff match up? Why? And she says, sitting right there, she says, I don't know. Is what she said. I don't know. Nice answer, bro. You don't know. Well,
she is a teenager.
Sure.
That's what they say to you. Uh-huh. They look at you like you're dumb. I don't know.
Right.
What are you talking about? And you're like,
shh. The cops say that if she were to talk, that they would be able to solve this. If she was to tell the truth. Mm-hmm. And give the information that she knows, they would be able to solve this case, but she has yet to. But then they thought that they were going to be able to get her. Okay? So they do kind of a sting on Dad and her, because they're still kind of fucking around. They're divorced by now, because this is 11 months later. They're divorced. And, well, maybe not. I think so. I don't know. They're either married or divorced. Who gives a shit? They end up being divorced. That's all that matters. They start doing pill deals with an undercover cop. Hydrocodones and shit like that. And so they do a drug bust, an undercover drug bust on them. Mm-hmm. And I guess they had prosecutors and everybody just sitting around waiting to make whoever wants to make a deal. Mm-hmm. And the deal was for Haley. Mm-hmm. For the finding of Haley's body.
Because they shouldn't have to barter for the information.
Yeah, they shouldn't have to. No. And the dad straight up was like, well, I don't have a deal to make, so fucking send me to the Husky. Because I was at work. And so he is in prison till this very day.
Oh, really?
So that's why great grandma is mainly. And she still gets this baby girl everything. Mm-hmm. She gets her gifts. She has a whole room, like a whole wall, like a room that has like all these gifts and pictures and presents and... Great-great-grandma says that she's going to have him there when she comes home.
Sugars.
Uh-huh. Still missing this very day. Well, when they do this, a couple weeks into her, Misty, being in jail, she tells the cops, well, maybe I do remember something. Maybe I do. And she blames her brother and her cousin and said that she saw them taking lifeless Haley from the home. And that they dumped her in the lake, what I call a lake. You see footage of her being taken from the jail to the lake. They searched this lake all day long. They did find a cinder block with a rope tied to it, but it wasn't in the same time period as what it should have been for Haley. Mm-hmm. So they don't believe that that was connected. But they do find one, so that's shady there.
Well, and there's a ton of gators down there. Mm-hmm. There really is.
There is, yeah. So, they find nothing, of course. On the way back to the jail, she's in the back seat, and she's like, oh, you know what? That was all a lie. I don't know why I said that. None of that was true. She lied. And that's all she's done, is lie. This entire time. She has never once... She's still in jail.
Well, did she has get never in trouble once. For wasting their time?
I don't know. They didn't really say... But it was just like, this little baby girl is still missing. We'll post her picture, of course. But They do age progression like they do Dior and all that. There's a $1,500 reward for her if anybody finds or leads them to what happened to this sweet little girl. It's just horrible. Her name's Haley Cummings, like I said before. It's been 11 years. 11 years. No one's known
what happened.
Except for the cops. And they say it 100 times. I'm not saying that. That she knows. The cops straight up tell you on this episode, this chick knows. And if she was to do the right thing and tell us, this would be over. And we could give this girl peace. But she won't say anything. So who knows? Maybe with age and time.
Maybe give her a decade in jail. Or in prison.
You know, yeah, who knows? They're in jail right now for drug trafficking. Trafficking, like, a bunch of pills. It was a big pill bust. It was a big deal. Hmm. So
I think I saw she was sentenced 25 years?
Yeah, something like that.
That's, yeah.
And so, time. Yeah, this is the HLN Network. I have no idea, guys. I just barely found it. First episode, Real Life Nightmare, 5-year-old vanished. Haley Cummings. We'll post her picture. Her daddy's girlfriend knows something about something. Has to. And it's... babies, dude, it bothers me when babies go missing and people just want everybody else to believe that that baby just up and vanished. It ain't a magic trick. No one just poofs. Mm-mm. Something happened to them, obviously.
They usually come back for some food.
And, like, when I say that, Kay, I do understand that you can be walking out of my house and snatched up. Jean has poofed. That's different, okay? Mm-hmm. What I mean is eventually something would happen to you, okay? But if me and you are together, only me and you, mm-hmm. Everybody knows me and you are in this room right now. Mm-hmm. If I walk out of that door and you never come out of that door and I say, no, she went out the window.
Yeah.
She chose to jump out the window. She went home. She said to walk. She didn't want her car. She just chose. You poofed.
I poofed.
And I just expect everybody to be like, what do you mean? That makes no sense. She chose to jump out the window and go her own way. She left her car. She said my cousin wasn't worth it anymore and she left. That's my story. That's what I know. It's between me and Jean. Mm-hmm. You can't find anything of her. Mm-hmm. She poofed. Bullshit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's insane that people want you to believe that happened. So you're telling me that you were one adult, 2 babies, and 1 trailer. Loud ass door. Okay, they closed the door. Mm-hmm. They closed that door. That door's loud as fuck.
Squeaky needs some WD-40 type situation.
Heavy.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Heavy door.
Well, and by the way,
it's a trailer.
If the child just got out of bed and left, why mm-hmm. was the door propped open with the cinder block?
Thank you.
Because have you had to lift one of those cinder mm-hmm. blocks?
A 5-year-old's not doing it.
No.
Perfect. And they carrying it from the side of the house all the way over up the ramp and to prop the door open.
Yeah.
Okay. This 5-year-old got some shit to do.
All the
She's
time.
Busy. No, you did something to that poor baby. And you just don't want to say what you did. And for some reason, you are able to hide what you've done. And it's just mind-blowing that people honestly can sit there and look at her and be like, yeah, your story makes complete sense. No. No, it doesn't. Mm-mm. I'm sorry, but it fucking doesn't.
Did they ever find anything out about this mysterious cousin and brother? Does she have a cousin and brother?
Well, she does, but, like, they were even like, fuck her, I don't know. Like, no. What are you guys even talking about? And they said it led nowhere. Like, it was a dead lead. She just lied. Because she was thinking if she lied and said something, that she would get less jail time and be able to get out of jail. Because she wanted to be able to get out of jail on her drug charges. You're a piece of shit. I'm sorry, Misty.
Why don't she just break down and tell them what happened?
Well, because then she's not going to get out of prison. You know what I mean?
Well,
your prison term will be extended if she comes clean.
It's about
she don't care.
The baby's life.
She don't care. And to watch, dude, I wouldn't be able to watch my husband mourn his children, knowing what happened, and say nothing.
Well, and I'm sure that man was riding her ass the whole time. If he didn't believe
Oh,
her,
yeah. They show, you know what I mean? They show them being put into an interrogation room. And he's like, so you just let somebody come in and take my kid? And she's like, well, no, I would have woke up. And he's like, obviously you fucking didn't. Obviously we're here for a reason. You let something happen to her. You're 3 feet apart. Okay? No 5-year-old, not even till this very day, could I go into my room and pick up my 5-year-old daughter without her making a noise. Mm-mm. I'm her mom. There's no way. She grunts and she moves and she fucking... There's nothing quiet. I'm sorry, but 3 feet away from me, if I hear someone picking up my baby...
Mm-hmm.
No one should be picking up my baby.
You're gonna wake up.
Well, yeah. And the only reason I'm saying this is because when you guys watch the episode, you'll hear them when they walk through that trailer. It is not, you're not making a quiet trip room from room. It's a squeaky fucking trip, bro. It's a double wide.
A double wide?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that. You didn't tell me
that. Oh, yeah, dude, it's a double wide.
Double wide before, honey. I mean, the floor, mm-hmm. I mean, there's no quiet trip. You can't sneak into the kitchen for crackers.
No, it was loud.
What the fuck you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was loud. And so that's why. And I normally don't take the cop side when they're like, hey, we just can't prove it. Like, it's not that we don't want to do our jobs. We just can't do anything about it. This time, dude, they really can't. But she did something.
So you add another charge of obstruction of justice.
I don't know what the laws are in Florida. I can't say anything about that. I don't know what the laws are in Florida. Unfortunately.
Or I guess you would have to prove obstruction.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. You have to... I don't know. I don't know why nothing's ever been charged or brought up for her for this. I don't know. I don't know if it was because technically she was a juvenile too. And she is referred to a bunch of times as the babysitter versus dad's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I just know that this sweet little girl 11 years later is still missing. Still. And she's in jail. So, I mean, like...
Feel bad for the mom getting that news, and there's nothing
you can do about it. Yeah, and the last time she saw her daughter was 2 weeks before she went missing. Mm. So she didn't ever get a chance to have that last look upon her baby. It's horrible. And he said goodnight to her,
mm-hmm.
went on his way to work, and the whole thing. So I mean, like, and when he went to work, he was like, nothing was different. Nothing. And the girlfriend does crocodile tears. And she cries every time she's on camera.
But I'm saying that if they have video evidence that every time she opens her mouth, it's a different story.
Well, the cops even said in this, he says,
obstruction.
He says, I've asked her, why do you lie? And she just says, I don't know. She told the cops the same thing. The one cop is like, she's the best liar I've ever met because she can tell you a lie. You'll point out that she lied and then she'll try to cover it up with a different lie. And she'll just put a lie on top of a lie and do a lie sandwich is what she's known for. So they are like, we really can't do anything because that's just how she is. She's a liar. You can't take, we don't know what story is believable.
The ladies in Florida ask her, where's the kid?
Right? I don't know. They didn't ask,
where's the kid?
They didn't ask Casey Anthony shit. You know what I mean? If we can't go to jailhouse justice when it comes to Florida, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Can't. But yeah, I don't know. Dude, it's super sad.
Jailhouse justice in Montana.
Oh, and speaking of Montana, we are going to do an update.
Yes.
On Sweet Alex as well. We have found Madison Sasser in Texas.
That's the 18-year-old aunt.
That's the 18-year-old aunt who is a pile of white trash.
Because she lived there, but she
didn't know anything about it. I'm going to tell you some of the text messages police have found between bitch-ass Madison and her boyfriend.
Mm.
When she's talking about Alex, in quotes, he is a piece of shit off of my fucking shoe.
No, he's not.
Another conversation. Quote, he could go fucking die in the woods and I wouldn't fucking care. End quote. And then she follows that up with, I would be the one to talk at his funeral. smiley face. Then she says, quote, I'm so heartless to him, dude. Honestly, I beat the fuck out of him just now. Quote, beat the fuck out of him so bad my fucking hand hurts. I hope you die, Madison Sasser. And I will put that out in the universe.
How would you respond if you got a text like
that? I want to know what the comeback texts are. Oh. That is my child fighting my mother. It's fine.
She's winning.
No. My mom will win. She'll prevail. But like, what are the texts back? Is he like, that's hot? Because I mean, if anybody texted me some shit like that, I'd be like, well, bring him over here.
Right?
Like, if you don't like him, I'll chill with him, sure. I don't know. It's just, they found her, so hope she's going to get charged right along with the rest of her fucking worthless ass family.
Good.
And this little boy will get justice eventually, and hopefully it's a very, very, very long time that these fuckers will have to suffer, because she's being, her warrant was for negligent homicide of Alex. So, I don't even, when you think of trash in like the worst possible group of people, the Sassers should be the first fucking people that come to your mind.
We'll update Wikipedia.
They should.
On trash.
Talk about human trash, dude. Like, they should be the definition of a trash pile. Mm-hmm. Are those people. To treat him the way they treated him, and like new things have come out. More things like how long she would make him sit in front of a fan naked while spraying water on him. With a water bottle, she just squirt him. Make him sit there and freeze. Like,
it's cold in Montana.
Dude, the shit they did to him, and the fact that everybody and his friend Yates, is it Yates? I think his last name is Yates. Mm-hmm. I think so. I'll double check. But he got arrested because he videotaped himself beating him with a wooden paddle. So he's been arrested as well.
What type of mentality is that?
Who the fuck does that?
It's like that show you had me watch.
Oh, Lycans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sylvia. Yeah. What? Who the hell does that?
I guess if jailhouse justice and law justice doesn't prevail, then they can get raped by demons in hell for the rest of their lives. Because why would you just, if you hate that child and he's such a burden, I just don't see the sense of if you can drop him off at the Greyhound station. Either.
She straight told the cops that her brother did it. She said, I think my brother is the reason why he's dead. That Alex, the night before he died, was losing his, like, was having memory troubles. He was having brain problems with getting beat in his head. And the dent in the wall from him getting his head kicked into the wall. Like, just all this crazy shit is insane. You put this little boy through the worst thing. And like, I don't know why in the world right now you have coronavirus and child abuse. Like, those are your fucking options. Mm-hmm. Pick one.
These babies.
What one do you want to hear about? Do you want to hear about corona, or do you want to hear about horrible people losing, beating, killing their children? That's all your options are. And it's just horrible, and it's sad. And then you hear and you read and you, well, you obviously heard, I saw the story, like Haley Cummings. Mm-hmm. Why? And if you guys watch that show, which I hope you guys do, every one of the shows that they have is a big why. Why has nothing been done about this? Mm-hmm. And people want to sit here and be like, oh, and I got told that I was mean about the Dior thing and I shouldn't say his parents had something to do with it or whatever. You watch that, okay? It's not a 2020, it's not a Dateline or whatever. I myself have never heard of this channel until just a couple days ago. So I don't know about everybody else. I don't know if this is a big banging channel and everybody's seen this shit. You watch that episode. Mm-hmm. Episode 3 about Dior Coons. Tell me. You tell me what you walk away believing was done.
Well, in either way, it's your opinion. I'm free to say it. That is her opinion that you should be more sensitive because that's the world that we live in. But you're also entitled to your opinion.
And my opinion is his grandma needs the closure. His family needs the closure. Mm-hmm. And you'll watch this, dude, and that is the person you should walk away feeling sorry for.
Is the family that has to live with the not knowing, the decades of not knowing. And I would not, I guess I'm a terrible secret keeper, by the way. Because it's like, I wouldn't be able to live with just holding that in your soul. Like, something happened, you accidentally smothered Squish to death, and you buried her in the garden instead.
Yeah.
And then you moved.
Yeah. I don't do this just
How would you continue?
Well, because I know what happened to her. So that's why I could continue. Is because I, unlike the rest of the world, I am at peace because I know what happened.
You wouldn't have guilt about that? And watching everybody else suffer? And
that's everybody else's problem. Why do they care so much about my kid? Dude, I'm not even kidding. Like, that's gonna happen. She looks like a... Obviously, that will happen. But, like, they tell you the... You talked to two of the private investigators on the episode about him. Both private investigators. The first one quit.
Are we talking about Dior?
Yeah.
Okay.
Second one was sued. And thankfully, nothing happened. Thankfully for him. Because I think he did an amazing job. He was just too blunt and nobody wanted to hear what he had to say. The first guy tells you they didn't want media. They didn't want the media to be involved in his case. They didn't want the reward to be posted for him.
But isn't that naturally how these things go? I just saw one on Facebook.
Don't you want them to know?
Yeah, please share.
And for them, for the parents not to want that is weird. That is strange. Same with the second guy. He straight tells you, this is not a missing person. It's just, where did you put the body?
Well, the one said that he can't work with him if they're not going to be
truthful. Honest and truthful. The first one, that's what he said. He said his grounds for quitting was because they were not being truthful with him. And mainly Jessica, and sorry, I did just say your name, but mainly the mom. So, I don't know. The whole thing's sad. They do cover him, too, I have to say. The second episode, I'll do the top three. I'll do the first three. I'll give you guys, like, a glimpse of the first three. Second one, you guys are going to lose your mind. Wife gets shot magically. I'm not even going to go through the whole thing. But she gets shot somehow. Husband says it's suicide. He doesn't know that she's alive. She lives. Doesn't remember what happened. She was shot on the top of her fucking dome.
People survive from that.
And she was put into a coma, came out.
Uh-huh. Amnesia?
No, she just doesn't remember. She was like, I went in there to put my shoes on to go walk the dog.
Oh, and then somebody just shot her on top of the head?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And her closet was locked from the inside, but no keyhole on the outside of the closet door.
What do you mean?
Exactly what I just said.
Why would you have a lock inside the
Explain
closet?
It. No one knows. All the apartments were alike and all the other neighbors were like, nah, we didn't have that. Her husband was a cop. Okay? He claims he had to go meet up with a buddy. During the meeting up with the buddy, he says, my wife is sending me suicidal things. They read back the text messages to the wife and they said, did you say this? She says, no. You want to know why I know I wouldn't have said that? For one, words are being used incorrectly. That's not my style. Uh-huh. For two, I would not have told my husband I loved him. And you stop and you say, why? Why would you have not? The day she killed herself, in quotations, she finds out he's been fucking a dispatcher from work. So she's like, I just found out he was cheating on me. So no. But plot thickens. They have two babies together. Second baby ain't her husband's. She went off and cheated and had another man's baby. And her husband knew this.
Oh.
Everybody was aware. Kind of. Okay. But he's texting girlfriend right before he calls 911. He says, hey, give me a while to text back. I'll explain it later. What? And the neighbors are like, we heard gunshots at 11. He calls at 1 o'clock in the morning and says that there's gunshots. The neighbors are like, no, bro, no. The grandpa, who's also like a sergeant or something, lieutenant, calls her family and is like, hey, she died of a suicide. She killed herself. She's not fucking dead. But she don't remember. And he is not charged with, because she honestly is like, I don't think he would have done anything, but like, I don't know. Obviously something happened.
Well, I don't understand how you're going to shoot yourself in the top of the head.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
some people, she says, okay. Some people say that she wasn't even shot. She says some of the people that have looked at her say that it's blunt force trauma.
Well, what did the doctor that put her in the medical coma say?
That she was shot. He said it looked like a shot.
Surgeons?
And that her skull was bruised and everything else. But like, and he calls his sergeant on a non-recorded line before calling 911 and radioing for assistance. And his baby is in there. His baby. Well, not his baby, obviously. But, like, the baby. So, and she straight says, like, I have never been suicidal. Like, I don't care how many times I found out he cheated on me. Like, that would not have been my route. I love my kids. I never would have left my kids. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to make, she's trying to get some justice in her own case, which is crazy that she's fighting her own case. But she was in the hospital for like a whole month. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just insane. There was nothing, there was no, like, her hands weren't bagged when she got to the hospital for like gunshot residue or anything like that. Yeah. Her hands weren't bagged. Her hands were free. Perfect, pristine, the doctor said. Mm. So she had no backfire from doing it at such an awkward
way. Come on, you're going to bruise your wrist too, because there's the whole recoil.
According to them, she used her husband's service weapon. She says that her husband's utility belt was laying on the bathroom floor, and she picked it up and put it away. But they say the amount of DNA on the gun does not account for just picking it up and putting it somewhere else. They say that the amount of DNA on the gun shows that she had shot herself.
That she was holding it.
For longer than what she says. On the trigger, the handle, the puller back thingy, everything. Her DNA is on it.
Well, maybe she's fired the gun before. You go out shooting with your hubby.
Not his service weapon. He's a damn officer of the law. Why are you playing with it? But I don't know, and like in the message she tells him that she's been suicidal. She has had thoughts of suicide for a long time. And she's like, right there, irritates me. She's like, it's suicidal. She's like, it's not suicide, it's suicidal.
Oh, so she like, wants to be grammatically correct.
Yeah. And that was one of her things. Is like she's like the spelling, and she's like, just it's not me. It's not me. How do you do that? You get woken up from a coma and they're like, you did this to yourself. And you're like, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. Well, but you were the only one in a locked closet.
They're religious down south. I don't understand the lock in the closet still.
No one does. There is like a little hole in the door knob. So it's like old school, like bobby pin
picket. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
But like, I don't know. It's, you have to watch it, dude. I'm telling you. And the whole time he's talking to his girlfriend, the whole time. LOLs and jokes and baby and love you and just a piece of shit all over the place, having an affair. Mm. She found out about it and she was messaging him and she was pretty much like, I just want to know who the hell my kids are going to be around. Like, I don't need you, nor do I want you. I'm fine. But just, who is this trash bitch you're talking to? And she was all game, dude, for going on and making it without him. And then randomly, she shoots herself in the head.
No.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah. It's crazy. You guys just have to watch this shit. To believe it, you gotta watch it. I'm telling you. Good show. Good, good show. So, yeah. That's today's episode and the update on Alex. And we will keep that updated because he was adorable and shouldn't have died that way. And, yeah. I don't know. I think we're going to do Ted Bundy for 45. So, this is 44. So, on Sunday.
Well, Sunday we'll do Bundy.
We'll do Bundy. And it will probably be a longer one. Because I heart Bundy. Not his actions, but, you know, I would have been sitting in his courtroom drooling all over myself.
Oh, really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, and he used to be my number one. I figured if I shouldn't, I can't do my number one yet because I just don't feel like I have the love to give.
Sure.
And it's not love, but like the passion, I guess. But he used to be my number one until I learned about my number one. And then I was like, you are way more interesting. And I don't love the people, I love the brain.
Yeah.
As I've said before.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not crazy.
No.
Just your thoughts. And Ted Bundy, and now that, like, I've watched his girlfriend shit at the time, because now she's finally spoken, which I've waited my whole life for.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, 29 years of life, I've waited for this. I'm pretty sure in the womb I wanted to know.
Oh.
And she finally did her own thing, and so now I know. And it's exactly like I thought. So, I can go on and on about Ted Bundy for days. So, we'll do that on Sunday.
Sure.
So.
Want me to bring popcorn?
No. No. Yeah. We'll pause. Anyway, so, rate us, like us, follow us, or don't. On Twitter at itiswhatitis208, because that's where we're from. On Facebook at itiswhatitis, a true crime podcast. On YouTube, itiswhatitis, a true crime podcast. And on Instagram, itiswhatitis, pod19, all together, no spaces.
No spaces.
No. And we did get a good review. My husband actually knows the guy. It's on Facebook.
Well, thank you.
Super nice. I'm glad he likes it. I won't say your name because I don't know if I can, but it's cool. I like good reviews. You guys make me happy when there's goodness. And in a time full of shittiness, Gave me goodness. All right, guys, stay safe. Don't get corona.
Wash your hands.
And peace the fuck out.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.